Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Allowed. Let's keep moving, keep talking, keep working at the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is 7 minutes after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli is here with Richie McFadden and me on the Good Day program. The clocks are going to be adjusted today, or somehow or other the atomic clock gets adjusted in this 24-hour period. I don't know why it was chosen that it would be today, but apparently because the story at DougSteffen.com explains it, and I believe everything that I read at DougSteffen.com, the Earth's rotation is slowing, which seems to be counterindicative of what we have been talking about and what research we've seen here collectively, whether it's we, us, them, they, the Earth's rotation slowing down, but yet many, if not most of us, say it feels like our lives are going faster, time is going faster. Mm-hmm. And I said that I saw something around Christmas last year, or at the turn of the equinox, when from fall to winter, when it just seemed like the days, and I feel it more and more all the time. I don't know whether Roberta you do, Richie you do, the things that we experience every day seem to just bam into last.
Well, you know why?
We had yesterday.
You know why?
Because we're so busy?
No, because why? When you're 2 years old, a year is half of your life. When
no.
Think about it. When you're 4 years old, a year is a quarter of your life.
Like I said, Doug, the closer you get to the finish line, the faster it seems to go.
When you're 100 years old, a year is 1/100th of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So things go by a lot faster.
Really, everybody? Listen to that professor.
Philosophical. Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it. When you're 2 years old, a year is only half your life.
Yeah.
So they're going to add a leap second to today's.
Yes.
To a minute.
Right. An extra second is being added because the Earth's rotation, according to some scientists,
is slowing. Doug, it's 1/1000th of a second of your life.
Thank you, Roberta. Doesn't that make me feel wonderful? Thanks very much. Nine past the hour.
You're welcome, boss.
So it's 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 59 seconds on Greenwich Mean Time.
Yeah.
They're going to add one
second.
Pull
a plug. Yeah, for a second. There it is. Isn't that? You won't miss it, folks. You won't.
But how do they do that, though? How do they?
Yeah, where does it? What really stops?
Well,
it's just an adjustment in the technology. It's not
right,
an adjustment
right.
of
just
the Earth.
Adjusting the clock. No big
They're
deal.
Not stopping the Earth.
But how do they know? Oh,
that's
wait
another
a
better question.
How the Earth it? Is. We are 1 second off from the Earth. Where do they get that measurement from?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that exact second?
Where does time? Right. Exactly. Where did time begin? It's not. By the way, time is useless outside of the areas where there are people or things to be measured. There is no time on the sun. There's no time in the other galaxies. There's no time in the universe. Time is nonsense. There's no beginning of the day, end of the day. But yet we're taught our systems are built around what we grew up around to try to understand time. And the day of the week and the month of the year.
Right. We perceive time as linear.
We do. That's true.
Right.
But there are theories out there that say all time exists at the same time. We just happen to perceive it as linear.
Yeah, but your time that you experience is different than my time. But listen to this. The astronomer at the Naval Observatory says that the Earth's rotation has slowed an average of about 1.5 to 2 milliseconds per day per century, mostly due to tidal forces and the Earth-Moon system.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, the moon is very influential on pretty much everything that goes on the planet with regard to our weights, so, measurements in general,
as
and
the
love
moon
life.
Spins, right. As the moon spins and as the Earth spins, it changes. I mean, because, you know, the moon used to be a piece of the Earth. It broke off. So as we spin, the shape of the moon and the Earth changes,
right.
Which makes it either more aerodynamic or less aerodynamic.
Slows down.
And changes the speed.
Right. And then there's the old adage, when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
That's amore.
That's amore. Yes, thank you. Here's amore, a great picture that's making the rounds. And I wish right now that we all could experience a love moment like Adam Blum did, taking advantage of he was out with his love-to-be, or his wife-to-be, had a 13-month-old baby, and the boy's mom, who is his fiancée. They live in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and people always, why do I know that name? That's where Limbaugh comes from, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Mm-hmm. They were doing a photo shoot, and he knew that the wife-to-be or the mother wouldn't suspect anything, so the little boy has a little T-shirt on, and the T-shirt reads, "Will you marry Daddy?" And it's just the cute. If you haven't seen it, have you seen her?
I'm looking at it right now.
It's just the cutest. Oh my God, what an adorable thing! It's just so much of this good stuff is around. Don't you love it when you can actually find it? I love to promote things like that. There's another thing that's cooking. The name may not be good in your mind.
I wonder what the ex-husband is thinking as he's looking at this picture.
Yeah. I could have been there. Done that. There is a little seen or known or thought of suggestion that comes as a ramification to the legal theories that are coming from lawyers, legal theories from lawyers, I suppose that's an oxymoron, following the gay marriage ruling. I'm going to talk to Roberta Ritchie and you about that in a matter of moments. Right now, though, if you're one of the millions and millions and millions of people in our country who are suffering from hair loss, from thinning hair, please listen to me for the next 60 seconds. Will you do that? Promise, Roberta, you're going to listen to me for the next 60 seconds. Ritchie, promise you're going to listen to me for 60 seconds talk about Provia, which is the first natural hair thinning treatment. It came from the laboratories of Chamonix. This product has been around for like 3 or 4 years. It's proven to work on the main causes of hair thinning, and it works so quickly and wonderfully. You put this stuff on your scalp, you work it around, you can massage it with one of those massage things that goes zzzz, or you can use your hands, and it cleanses the pore, gets all the things that are plugging up your pores out of the way so the hair follicles can grow back in. You will love this product. You'll get your hair back or you get your money back, and it's not expensive to buy this product. It just, you want to invest a couple of bucks in something you think is going to make you better, and you're disappointed if it doesn't. So that's why they have this absolute money-back guarantee. 800-525-8319. Call that number. Order this product now and say goodbye to the embarrassment of thinning hair. Number again, 800-525-8319. Provia is safe for colored hair. Provia is safe for treated hair. Provia is safe for you and right for you. So call 800-525-8319, and when you order Provia, you'll get the new Provia Super Concentrate. So you pay for one product, get two, and watch how this thing works so quickly and so well. You'll begin to start feeling the fuzz very quickly and love the way you look. There's also in the product itself, designed into it, is a volumizer. So what hair you have is going to look thicker and richer even before the other stuff starts to grow through because of the properties of this product. 800-525-8319. You're asking for Provia. It's get your hair back time or get your money back. Provia at 800-525-8319.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams, summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts.
spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be pretty awesome. Massive responsibly.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee, credit valid for in high-speed 3G, 4G, prohibited network use rules, and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Hey, Keen after the hour, Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli. You can't tell. I am so pleased to be able to say that again when I put Rick McFadden together. Roberta Fasanelli. Just nice to be able to say that again. Okay, you're going to love this, Roberta.
Okay.
The results of the gay marriage ruling, according to certain law professors, not what one would have suspected or expected. Some of these people who have read between the lines or read what the dissenting opinions are from Justice Roberts, among others, Justice Scalia, say that in the verbiage that allows gay marriage are the roots of legalizing polygamy.
What?
So that, yes, if there is no difference, according to the verbiage in the ruling, there is no difference in a couple, whether they are same-sex couple or whether they are incestuous couples, whether they are people you want to, your father wants to marry four women, four men. This ruling, according to two of the members of the Supreme Court, allows you to marry as many times as you want and whomever you want. Doesn't make any difference whatsoever. This is the same justification that supports many other laws regulating sexual behavior that makes a distinction based on the identity of the partner. For example, laws against adultery, fornication, adult incest, laws refusing to recognize homosexual marriage, all out as a result of this ruling. What do you think is going to... There's an interesting thing, Richie. If you go to Politico.com, they have gone even further
the
with
right now.
Analysis. It's time to legalize polygamy.
If you search it, there are all kinds of stories that pop up about it.
Right.
So people are definitely talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, but think about this. I mean, if let's say if three people want to marry each other, why should I care?
No, I don't care. I'm not saying care. I'm just thinking about all the people that are nutcakes about, you know, the gay marriage thing. They didn't even give them any thought to the other ramifications of it. And now it's in the public specter, if you will. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Top five songs from this week in 1999 here on Good Day, starting with 98 Degrees. Too bad Jen Jen's not here for this one. The Hardest Thing is what we've got here. Rich, you want to crank this up? I don't remember this song too well. I remember sort of this song, but I don't remember it well. You remember it well?
I remember.
Not at all.
We had these guys on.
We did.
When they were just kind of like getting famous.
Oh.
And you know, we were like this whole boy band thing. We're like, hey, really? Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Look at them.
Yeah. You're good. All right, so that's number five. They sounded like the boys' bands all pretty much sounded alike, it seemed to me, from what I remember.
Yeah, I mean, great harmonies and,
yeah,
you know,
nice.
Snappy words.
Yeah,
make the girls
pop sound.
Sure, great.
Yeah. All right, that's number five. Number four belonged to Whitney Houston this week, 1999. It's Not Right, But It's Okay. Whitney Houston, number four. Don't remember this song at all. This was one of her last bona fide hits, wasn't it? She didn't have too many last 10 years of her life, did she? Alright, so there's nothing much there.
Doug, you're going to like this next song, I predict.
Pearl Jam, number 3 this week, 1999. Remake of the J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers' Last Kiss.
Great song.
It is. Crank it up, Richie. You should get the original version of this and play it next to this.
Oh, no.
No?
I'm not going to ruin this masterpiece.
Actually, I was listening to the 60s on 6 yesterday, my car that I had, one of those new Chrysler 200s. Man, those are good cars. I rented that when I was in L.A., and it had Sirius on it. And apparently, Charlie Tuna is now on 60s at 6 on Sirius.
Oh, yeah.
One of the great jocks in America.
Yeah, they got all those old kind of jocks on Sirius.
Yeah. So anyway, he was introducing J. Frank Wilson, the Cavaliers. And I was just thinking about how many times he must have played that song in his career.
Well,
73
remember,
years old.
The guy that got me into the business, Supertramp, he said, if I have to play Supertramp one more time,
I'm going to jump out the window.
Right. But that's,
right.
That's the game.
This is a good song, Pearl Jam and Last Kiss. Okay, better during this week in 1999 by 1 point because at number 2, Ricky Martin appeared.
Ow.
Huh? That's a good song, too. Living La Vida Loca. Is it this long ago? You and I were together
in
1999. I remember that we paid attention to this.
Yep, it was a big song.
16 years ago. Ooh, ah.
Wow.
Yes. Big, big pop song. Crank it up, Richie. Living the life. What does it mean?
Living a crazy life.
Crazy life. Yeah. La vida loca.
Yeah, that's you, Roberta. Roberta lives La vida loca. Number vida one loca. This week in 1999, Jennifer Lopez. This is a song she was very well known. I think this song, this didn't get her started in the pop music world. Did she have a song before this? Was big?
No.
Or is this it?
I don't remember what her first song. She got started as a fly girl on, the Fox comedy show. And then she started dancing and then came out as an artist.
Fly girl? What does that mean?
Let me look it up. What's the Wayans Brothers show?
Oh. Yeah, it was silly.
Definitely silly.
Right, yeah. All right. Anyway, so there they are, the top five songs. This week, 98 Degrees, Whitney Houston, Pearl Jam, Ricky Martin, and Jennifer Lopez. Okay, at DougStephan.com today, we have the story of a muralist, internationally known muralist, claiming Starbucks knocked off her art in promoting the mini Frappuccinos. You drink those, Roberta? You go to Starbucks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I go to Big Bucks for coffee once in a while.
Big Bucks.
It's like whole paycheck.
Right, exactly.
Right, same sort of thing. So that story is $750,000. That's pretty interesting. 28 after on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there's on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Stephan, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life. To prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Stephen, good day program, 33 minutes after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Stephan here looking at this cake. Walmart. Again, sort of sticking their foot in it.
This story is so funny.
Wow. It's Roberta, tell us the story, Roberta.
Well, this dude went to Walmart in Louisiana, and he wanted them to make him...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. How come there's so much news out of Louisiana since you moved there?
Because I am, yes.
You went there.
stirring the pot down there.
Yeah, right.
So he went to this Walmart in Slidell, Louisiana, which is actually kind of like a suburb of New Orleans.
Yeah.
And it's about 20 minutes, a half hour outside of New Orleans. And he wanted them to make him a Confederate flag cake. So Walmart said, well, no, we're not having anything to do with the Confederate flag anymore. So he said, well, can you make me an ISIS flag cake? And apparently he gave them a picture, and the person there made a cake with the ISIS flag on it.
He didn't tell them it was the ISIS flag cake.
Yeah,
he said, make me this cake.
And gave him an ISIS flag.
Not knowing it was the ISIS battle flag.
Well, the and people there didn't know it, but this guy knew it.
This guy knew it, but the people there, I mean, but how they didn't know it, I don't know, but I know there are some incredibly, how would you say, non-enlightened people in Louisiana.
Nice.
Working at the cake stand at the Walmart.
At the Walmart in Slidell. And so they made the ISIS cakes, and now he's posting it all over the internet to make a point. Well, they won't make a Confederate flag, but they make the ISIS flag.
I'm sure there isn't going to be any more ISIS flag cakes made at Walmart. You can pretty much be sure of that.
The beauty of it, though, is that every Walmart employee will know what an ISIS battle flag was like.
Is right. Well, that's what Walmart is saying, is that the kids who made it didn't know, you know, what it was. It was just copying the picture.
And you'll give them a pass on that. I mean, Roberta knows what the ISIS battle flag looks like, but everybody else doesn't.
No, right.
I know it's a black flag with some white writing on it. That's all I know.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Very good, Richie. Richie's got it down. He knows.
Yep.
He's got a handful of him for a say. Yeah, very enlightened.
Maybe I can work at Walmart.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. There, as usual, there are hundreds of things going on, and we pick and choose items that we think will intrigue you. One of the things I find interesting when you nose around and see what's going on is what people react to. Like the Facebook quotes, that we got a lot of people who have made mention of either the business of the guys escaping and what that was all about, the business of the Supreme Court ruling. And there's one story about Phil Mickelson, the golfer. It's Mickelson, right? It's not
Mickelson.
It's Mickelson. So what do you make of this, Richie? Roberta, you don't play golf. Richie's played a little
golf. Actually, I do. I play a little golf.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I play personal best ball. I tee off three balls, and I pick the one I like.
Me too.
That's not surprising. All right. So anyway, Phil Mickelson, according to the story we have at DougStephan.com, was moving money around, apparently, wiring millions of dollars to middlemen who laundered the money as part of a gambling operation which accepted and placed bets on sports events. Now, has this put him in the same league as Pete Rose, one would wonder? I'm looking at the report. Mickelson transferred the money to 56-year-old Greg Silvera of La Quinta, California, who is now pleading guilty to three federal counts of money laundering, and as part of the plea deal, he said he's ratting out everybody who came to him to launder money, and Mickelson brought him almost $3 million to launder. So this isn't going to look good for him. There are wire transfers that he talks about going back to March of 2010. It says on his record that he wire transferred into a Wells Fargo account money from a gambling client. Why would you put that in your slips or on your books? What are you out of here? Unless you're trying to hang the guy up. Mickelson's the highest paid player in golf, $51 million last year. He's got a lot of deals. Now, I'm wondering what they're going to do with these endorsement deals for Rolex and ExxonMobil and Barclays Bank. What do you think is going to happen to that?
I think right now Mickelson's very, very, very popular.
Yeah.
And I don't think this will affect him now.
Really?
We'll see how far it goes and if it starts to pick up. They apparently you can send a money transfer and not get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But when you send over three, then they consider it money laundering.
They do.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Really?
Over three?
Yeah. Hmm. Then they consider it like, okay, you're really trying to hide money and move money around.
Hmm. All right.
If you want to hide money, then don't.
One thing I know for sure, if I'm Phil Mickelson, one of the best golfers in the world, I don't want to raise any red flags and have the IRS looking into my finances.
Really?
And he's always been known to be a big gambler.
Has he?
And have gambling issues,
Know that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, here's a story. This story of a man who's a gambler, but not of the same ilk. A man in southwestern Connecticut last week mistakenly bought the wrong lottery ticket, but because of it, he's $30,000 to the plus. Bob Sabo says he didn't want to wait in line to buy a lottery ticket at the Stop and Shop in Fairfield, so he decided to buy a ticket from a lottery vending machine, something he had never done before. He meant to buy two $20 tickets, but says he didn't have his glasses and instead bought a $30 ticket. When he got home, he discovered the ticket was worth $30,000.
So you got like a quick pick. Is that what he did?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Is that, can you? I didn't realize you get the kind of money out of a quick pick.
Yes.
I mean, you could win, you know, millions of dollars from a quick
really?
Pick.
Yep. So how does it work versus buying just a regular Powerball?
Whether you pick your numbers or you have the computer pick your
makes
numbers.
No difference.
Makes no difference. The prize is the same.
Yep.
Really? In whatever game you're playing.
Well, yeah, exactly.
All right, so here's the question that we have in the poll at DougStephan.com today. How often do you buy scratch lottery tickets? A, almost every day. B, couple times a week. C, couple times a month. D, just once in a while. E, I never buy scratch tickets. F, I don't know what a scratcher ticket is. So, I'm last week on the air, Roberta, you weren't here. I had, in the mail, gotten a prize.
Oh.
This was, I opened it up and I have automatically, instantly won one of four prizes. A new car was one of them. A cruise was another one. I don't even remember what the others were. But I had to call this number in 24 hours, and if I didn't, I would lose whatever I was going to get.
Oh, my goodness.
So
yeah,
I called the number. I called the number, and the lady said, okay, it's great. Mr. Stephan is your, they got the numbers. I gave her the number. She says, oh, yeah, you're Mr. Stephan. I didn't like that right off. And she said, are you married? And I said, no. And she, then her the pitch of her voice dropped. So I thought, oh, wait a minute, what do I have to say? Oh, but I'm in a relationship. Oh, okay. And so what they want is to get two people to go to some one-hour indoctrination sales pitch
right.
for whatever they're selling, and when you walk out of the door, you have something, and that's all
right.
they're trying to do. It is. It's kind of a scammy thing, but the reason I bring it up is because there was a scratch portion to it. You're given a number on the top of the page, and if the number on the bottom that you scratch matches, then you win. And so I guess I sort of won. But I don't, I get confused. When I go into these places that sell all of these lottery things, there's so many different choices. People who do well in it or who understand it have to spend a whole heck of a lot of time going through the tickets. And a lot of, I guess, the retired people, they grab the tickets. Although I've noticed in a lot of places where truck drivers go, they sell a lot of these things as well. And you scratch the number from this to that, I guess, and if they match, then woohoo, you're a winner.
Just another way the government gets a tax on the poor.
Yep, more money from people who can't afford it.
Yep.
That's really what it is. How many people buy lottery tickets every day or every week? Roberta, you buy them? How often do you buy them?
Not really. Only when it reaches like about $500 million.
Yeah, but your chances of winning,
here's what I do.
Tell you.
Right, here's what I do.
Cheap.
When it reaches $500 million, Roberta,
forget it.
Let's say it's the, what are the two different ones? Whatever the big one is.
Powerball is
million.
One of them, yeah.
And the Mega Millions.
Mega
okay.
Millions.
Yeah. If Powerball is at $500 million and Mega Millions is at $22, I buy the Mega Millions.
Yeah, you get better
chance. Everybody will be buying
$500.
Yeah.
On that one.
Yep. Our poll yesterday.
Now I just ruined it because now everybody's going to do the same thing.
Nice going, Richie. Apple phones went on sale 8 years ago. We asked, did you get one? And let's see how people responded to this. 26% said, no, I have an Android or other smartphone. 25% said, I didn't get one of the first ones, but I finally did get one. 21% of you said, I don't have a smartphone. That's pretty refreshing to know that I'm not in that smaller group. 17% said, yes, and I still love my iPhone. 12% said, yep, eventually I switched to another kind of phone. So people aware of the ramifications and the impact and the import of doing business with Apple. 17 before the hour, 43 after on Good Day.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it.
Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it.
Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. And guess what? My cup runneth over. Man, do I feel pretty good. I have so many great things in my life that my cup is running over. It is overflowing. And as a matter of fact, I want you to join me in this celebration. It doesn't mean we have to go out and drink, but just take a look at everything that's so wonderful about us and so wonderful about our lives. Well, guess what? I'm going to drop the other shoe. I'm going to give you some bad news. If your cup is running over, go out and get a bigger cup, because you've used up all your potential. You've got everything that you need. Why stop? So what I want you to do is I want you to go out and get a larger cup. What that really means is understand your potential. Get more out of life. Don't settle for what you have. Always continue to pursue. Always continue to gain. Always say to yourself, my cup is never going to run over. I just want more. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
All right, let's make it to 13 before the hour, 47 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli, Richie McFadden. There were five predominantly black churches burned to the ground last week. Three of the five were arsons, at least, and they're still investigating the other two, the burnings in Tennessee, Georgia, and North Carolina. South Carolina, Ohio, another one or two of these, unclear at this point in time, other than arson. What are you doing? What's the purpose? Listen to Roberta's cat. Will you please?
We have to tell the story.
Roberta
has a cat that is deaf.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So when it meows really loudly.
Because she can't hear herself, so she has no idea, right, baby? Yeah.
Oh.
A little black cat. She only weighs about 5 pounds. She has gold eyes, and she's about 15 years old.
Churches.
Well, anyway, so these churches are all burned, and they call it a hate crime. It's a stupid crime. People who pull this stuff off or who are so angry, I just don't...
A lot of angry people out there.
Oh, my God, aren't they, though, huh?
A lot of angry people.
What are you angry about? What are you so mad about?
They're just angry at stuff that happened in their past. They don't even know what they're angry about. I don't even think they realize they're angry.
I think you may be right about that. I think people do not realize how much anger there is in the world and what it is that causes it. I think you got to get to the root cause of
it. It's internal anger, but what they're looking for is they're looking for things to express it outwardly, even if they don't know what it is internally that's causing that anger. So they start doing things like burning churches or, you know, hating groups of people. It's just a way to let that anger out. It's a very deep psychological circle.
No kidding.
Going into.
Yeah. No, she's right about that, though, I think. There's just so much of this stuff. All right. The president today wants to, he's going to make it official this week. He wants to put 5 million more American workers in the line of those who get overtime. So I think the number is 23.6.
Right now, the ruling is that you have to get time and a half if you make less than $23,600.
Why is that a criteria? What does it make? How much you earn?
So what he wants the Department of Labor to do is propose raising that number to $50,440 a year, and then make it a requirement that if you
work over 40 hours, you get time and a half. So this is nothing more than an extension of the minimum wage hike.
Businesses could just tell their employees not to work overtime. The limit was last raised in 1975.
And think about this. $23,000 in 1975 was a heck of a lot of money compared to, you know, 50. It's probably worth, well, you know, $50,000 now is probably worth less than $23,000
was in 1975.
This is an equivalency. Yeah.
Sort of an equivalency. But think about it the other way. As these people continue, and you have a right to do it, it's, listen, help yourself if you want to try to do this, but the more education there is like this, the fast food people are going to put all robots in.
Right. So you used to get an extra 10 hours of pay before, that's going to be cut out.
Right. You won't get overtime at all. And they'll hire.
Or if you used to get 39 and a half hours, you're cut off.
Yeah, right. So it's just these sorts of things just don't work.
Well done.
Yeah, nice job, guys. All right, Roberta, Richie, Doug, 51 after the hour on Good Day.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Tech Talk Time with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine. We are focused on Google, not necessarily all things Google, but certainly some things Google, along with some things Netflixy. Netflixy, I kind of like that. Let's flex our Netflixies. We'll do that in a moment here on Good Day.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with 20 card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, 20 members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, I'm freaking
you now. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
Oh, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Tech Time on Good Day. Greg Stammen joining me. I'm Doug Steffen with the study that suggests Google is a cheating, crooked, no good, son of a gun, bunch of...
Can I just go on record, Doug, as saying that I didn't say that?
No.
New York Times basically is not as good as your lawyer.
Yeah, but the New York Times basically is saying that in their overview, as well as the Wall Street Journal. They seem to be harming us as consumers or users of their product. What are they doing?
Well, so the headlines all use the word suggest or offer new evidence, by the way. So don't take this to the bank like someone's proven something. But the study suggests, and by the way, the study was paid for by Yelp, which is an arch enemy of Google. So take that into consideration.
Perfect.
Yelp.
That's where we love. Objectivity. That would be like Fox News doing a study of MSNBC and finding that they were better than MSNBC.
Yeah, so it doesn't mean that what they found is not true, and I think they did a good job of finding impartial researchers to do the research. But what they're suggesting is that when you do a Google search, the result, and we're talking about often searching for local businesses and services, Google is not giving you the best search results. They're giving you search results that favor content created by Google. That's what the study suggests.
Mm-hmm.
And they did this by actually doing what's called A/B testing, running two parallel tests. One offered consumers or searchers the Google content, the other did not. And the people who did not have the Google content behaved very differently than the people who got the Google content, and they tended to favor other content other than what Google was favoring. So the next question is this Google's right to do this, or is this somehow illegal? Are we legally entitled to the best search results, or what Google considers to be the best search results favoring stuff that they've made? And they'll say, well, the reason we made that content was to serve you better, so we are giving you the best stuff. It's a very tricky thing to prove, and then you need a room or a building full of lawyers to prove what's legal and what's not.
So is anybody being harmed? In a sense, Google's getting the best of, but there are other businesses that could cry foul.
Yes,
I suppose.
Yeah, and the word harmed is a tricky legal word, too. I mean,
right.
If you do a search for the closest pizza restaurant, and Google gives you their results, which technically Yelp's results might be better, were you really harmed? Well, it took you a little more time to find what you wanted, maybe. Maybe you favored one business over another. So I'm sure you could make an argument that you're harmed, and I'm sure there's a bunch of lawyers that will.
Mm-hmm.
I think the real group here that may cry foul are businesses that are advertising on Google say, we're spending X dollars and we're not really getting what we're paying for.
Yeah,
so it's a really interesting issue.
Yeah. Netflix projects 28% increase in subscribers this year. Is there anything that's going to stop them? Wow. That's a headline, not necessarily a question. 59 past the hour. Greg Stebbins with Doug Steffen on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.